Good morning. I'm Mary Hartnett. Softball teams from around the U.S. will be playing NAIA National Tournament games in Sioux Center May 12th through the 15th. For the second year in a row, Sioux Center's Open Space Park Softball Diamond was selected as one of 10 sites across the country for the 2025 NAIA Softball National Championship opening round. Northwestern College is hosting and working with the Sioux Center Park staff to apply again for that site selection. 5 of the 48 national championship teams, including Northwestern, will play in a double elimination bracket in Sioux Center for the opening round. The winner from each opening round site will advance to the NAIA Softball World Series in Columbus, Georgia, and that begins May 22nd. A key GOP senator has unveiled a new version of a property tax reform package. It no longer provides a $50,000 property tax exemption for homeowners. Dan Dawson of Council Bluffs, chairman of the Senate Ways and Means Committee, says that one-size-fits-all number didn't work since it would wipe out most property tax revenue for small towns where home values are low. The bill still sets a 2% limit on city and county budget increases. However, it would allow local government budgets to rise during periods of high inflation. The Iowa Taxpayers Association says that area needs tweaking. Senator Dawson says many school districts have cash reserves that are too large, and districts could use that to offset lost tax revenue for infrastructure projects. Dawson says the bill is a priority for passage before lawmakers adjourn for the year. A former A-17 airplane from the Vietnam War era was moved by helicopter Wednesday from its most recent home at South Sioux City's Old Martins Airfield to the 185th Air National Guard Base to be refurbished. Marty Hogan of Siouxland Freedom Park's Board of Directors said that when the plane is repainted, it will permanently display outdoors at the park. Two Army Chinook helicopters flew up from Boone, Iowa to move the plane to the 185th Air Base from the old airfield. It's been there for the past 22 years. Sergeant Alec Cramper of the 185th Air Guard talked about how this particular plane never saw combat overseas, but it was used for training by the 185th and other military combat pilots. The repainting process is expected to take around 2 or 3 months to complete. Federal officials are giving Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds the go-ahead for a pilot project to supply boxes of food to some low-income families this summer. During the Biden administration, Reynolds rejected a summer feeding program for low-income households with school children. It extended $120 worth of electronic benefits for grocery purchases. Reynolds instead proposed having the state of Iowa buy healthy food in bulk and provide boxes of food to those families. The Trump administration has now granted Iowa that waiver for the governor's Healthy Kids Iowa Summer Feeding Program that begins, again, this summer. Under the Healthy Kids program, an eligible family will be able to select $40 worth of food for each school-aged child each month during the summer. Parents will pick up the groceries at food pantries. Iowa Hunger Coalition leaders say they appreciate that more federal resources will be used to provide food for children over the summer. However, the group is concerned about barriers parents may face in picking up food boxes and the additional strain it could place on food pantries already experiencing record-breaking demand. And that's a look at KLEM News for this morning. Join us later today for more news updates. I'm Mary Hartnett.